The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, JD is here to talk sport. It's the end of what's been a pretty emotional week for the Republic of Ireland, JD. What might have been?
Oh, the regret. The regret is palpable.
Oh, every half an hour, I'm still like, we're nearly a week on, and every half an hour, I kind of think about it and go, ah.
Was that the North Macedonia game, the most forgettable game we're going to have in quite a long time?
Great turnout, though.
But that was, I think the fans were fantastic. 39,560 of them to support the boys in green in full voice. Thought they were brilliant.
Yeah.
And look, the team, I suppose, needed the arm around the shoulder. And with every heartbreak, you need the ice cream and the
well, look,
the movies.
Do you know what, though? It was maddening that we didn't finish the job against the Czechs because they were there to be beaten. But they have put the pride back in Irish football. There's absolutely no doubt about that.
I popped in for a drink in Ballsbridge after the game, and I watched Czechia knock out Denmark on penalties after a 2-2 draw, exactly the same outcome as we had last week in Prague when we were the better team. And there was an end of the century feel to the whole thing because there was a power cut in the pub I was in. And the place then went mad and broke into song. Ole, 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 and put them under pressure as pints were being served in the darkness.
That is good because
Dublin 4. So there was a surrealism to the whole thing.
I was driving through Ballsbridge on my way home last night as people were going to the game, and I could see a flatness to the fan, like on their way there. Now I'm very glad to see that they rallied afterwards, but I felt very sorry for them and the team and all of them. And I actually thought it was lovely that people, so many people went along. But you are right about that connection between the team and the fans. Something has been reignited, hasn't it?
It has, because that's starvation dust. That's what starvation does to you. And we all know as people of a certain age what all these tournaments were like. Who remembered them, Italia 90. And
I really wanted it for the next generation. I wanted it for my kids' generation, and I have to say.
I wanted it for Shane Coleman. I actually felt really bad for you, in fact, when it happened.
There's other things
pretty
you can follow. You can follow a Premier League club, or you can follow other sports. But there's nothing like the national soccer team, because it is the global religion. I'll talk about the World Cup in a moment, but I suppose, what are the champions saying? Well, we saw debuts for James Abankua and Boston Lawal. Harvey Vale also came on last night. And I suppose Hamer Halgrimsson has been looking to the future and excited about these types of players now.
In general, they just fit what we want. But obviously, they will need some time to kind of get into the team. So hopefully, we will have now a chance to give them more and more minutes. And then hopefully they will just keep on playing well for the clubs. That's the most important thing. They will grow there as individuals, and we will grow as a team. And that's the plan.
The assistant manager with the national team is the Centurion as a player and former Manchester United player, John O'Shea.
What I love, it's what I've always loved doing, being involved with Ireland. It's the next best thing to playing, to be involved with this group of boys. The desire they have, the levels that they're reaching now, to keep pushing them. That's what we want to do, and that's what we want. We want to keep building that relationship we have now with the fans, but that ultimately comes with a bit more pressure on us to keep winning games, and that's what we're looking forward to doing.
So John's former teammate Seamus Coleman was there last night with his three kids.
Nice touch.
I don't know if it's going to be the last time we're going to see him in an Ireland jersey.
I think probably. I hope it isn't, but I think probably. 37
years of age.
What a warrior.
And there was only one Seamus Coleman is what they were singing at towards the end of the match. And like, that guy could be the president of Ireland. He's so loved because he's so committed to the cause.
We're good losers, aren't we? Like, we're not sore losers. We're quite stoic in many ways. And I think we don't necessarily turn on our teams.
No, I mean, remember the rugby team, you were there in Paris.
I was.
Lost New Zealand. And that was, they got enough to win the World Cup for me that year in 2023. And look, as long as everybody gives everything.
Yeah,
that's all you can ask for.
You can't ask for more than that. And Seamus Coleman gave everything for the Irish jersey. What a footballer, but what a man, more importantly. He's an absolute legend. He really is. We better move on before I start crying, John.
I wasn't sure if we were going to. Well, tell us about the World Cup, JD. What do we need to get our heads around?
Well, Italy are not going as well. I don't know if you've seen.
Third time in a row.
Some of the social media stuff of Bosnia. Bosnia have just. I mean, that's the beauty of football. I mean, the whole of the streets of Sarajevo and the memes and all these kind of things. There's going to be 48 teams in the World Cup, the biggest ever. And it's going to start on the 11th of June, finish on the 19th of July. 12 groups of four. Then we'll have a last 32, last 16, last 8, last 4 and final. 16 cities will host games, mostly in the United States and then Canada and Mexico. 35 matches will kick off in the group stage between midnight and 5 a.m. You have 4 debutants, Jordan, Uzbekistan, Curacao or Curacao. I don't know. I mean, not even 100% sure as a table.
I think it's, is it Curacao? I think it might be.
Because it's got the little squiggle on the last C, and then Cape Verde or Cape Verde, for whom Shamrock Rovers' Pico Lopez plays. So he's the...
Yeah, brilliant.
And only 8 nations have won the World Cup. Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, Italy, Germany, Spain, France and England. So can anybody add to that?
60 years of pain, 60 yeah. years of hurt.
And they were beaten last night, England, so I don't know. There just seems to be a... we talk about the love we have for our team there. There's an expectation there, and if they don't have their expectations met, there's a lot of anger.
Booing their own player, booing Ben White.
It's a strange, strange vibe with that England team and their support.
I still think they'll be competitive once they get everyone back.
The heat will be a big thing as well.
It really will, remembering what it was like last time.
And can the US government stay out of the way of their own World Cup?
Absolutely. Yeah.
JD, an injury update from Munster Rugby?
Yes, they're set to be without Calvin Nash, Dermot Barron and Brian Gleeson for the trip to Sandy Park to play Exeter Chiefs in the Challenge Cup on Saturday. So the trio failed their respective HIAs following the loss to the Bulls in Pretoria at the weekend. The match kicking off at 12:30 on Saturday, the secondary European competition. It is a route, like the Europa League in football, back into the Champions Cup.
And Munster might need it, given their position in the league.
They're have lost now 2 games in a row down in South Africa, so need to get their act together, Munster.
I absolutely do. Lots of GAA games at under 20 level tonight.
Yes, the Munster under 20 championship in hurling continues this evening. Both games beginning at 7:00. Cork playing Limerick at Porky Cueve. Waterford versus Tipperary at Fraherfield and Dungarvan. I love these matches. So competitive. In Leinster under 20 football, we have matches beginning at 7:30. Dublin at home to Louth at Parnell Park. Wexford playing Westmeath at Wexford Park. Longford taking on Carlow at Allen Park. Meath facing Leash and Ashburn. And Kildare to play Offaly at Hawkfield. In Ulster, 7:30 throw on times for the quartet of games. Armagh playing Cavan at the Athletic Grounds. Derry entertaining Donegal at Celtic Park. Tyrone playing Down and Dungannon. And Antrim against Monaghan in Dunsilly. And Connacht at 6:30 in Tipperary at Sligo against Leitrim. And Mayo playing Roscommon in Castlebar later on.
All right, thank you for that, JD. We will chat to you again tomorrow.
Holy Thursday.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.